Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Following a meeting with CIA Director Gina Haspel today, several prominent senators from both parties came out strongly declaring the Saudi crown prince ordered the killing of Jamal Khashoggi. Here's Republican Senator Bob Corker.
If he was in front of a jury, he would be convicted in 30 minutes, guilty.
On our newsline, CBS News correspondent Steve Dorsey. Steve, it seems like the reaction today has been strong and unanimous.
Michael and Steve, it's clear that the briefing that CIA Director Gina Haspel provided to leaders of those key committees, including the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and the Senate Intelligence Committee, had an impact, convincing even allies of President Trump that the Saudi Arabian government at the highest levels, including Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, orchestrated the killing of that Saudi writer and dissident Jamal Khashoggi.
Have the senators been able to say what has convinced them so much?
Well, they believe that the CIA's assessment was spot on. Of course, the CIA director has listened to those recordings. Even Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina says it's clear from the CIA's assessment and from that briefing by Haspel that Mohammed bin Salman not only orchestrated that killing, but monitored that killing as well.
Steve, this would seem to leave the Senate, including Senate Republicans, in direct contradiction with the president about what he's been saying about the murder of Khashoggi and the Saudi involvement.
Absolutely. The Senate casting doubt on that CIA assessment, saying maybe MBS was involved, maybe he wasn't. He's also coming to the defense of Saudi Arabia and their multi-billion dollar relationship with the U.S., including arms sales and defense contracts. That's casting doubt on whether the Senate and Congress will authorize more arms sales to Saudi Arabia, especially as it continues its war via proxy war against Iran in Yemen.
Steve, thanks for the update. CBS News correspondent Steve Dorsey.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.